turundusdoktor aitab.
And the case study today sounds like that. We are a recently opened hotel near the most beautiful beach in Estonia. Everything is fine, we have a lot of guests, team has managed well, and the construction quality is excellent. There is only one thing that worries us. Next to our hotel, there is a long time ago abandoned house. And we have often heard that we should find ways how to turn the weakness into strength, but we have not found any good idea this time. Can you help?
Okay.
For me, it was the most difficult thing we've ever discussed here, so please start.
Okay, I can relate to the one that I just now talked about, giving back to community. And that I will connect to somebody whom I highly respect, Mahatma Gandhi from India. On Mahatma Gandhi's, at least you know, when he was alive, wherever he would go, he will clean the place around there. And that is a part of thing that he gives back to any location he would go. The first thing he does is to clean the roads or clean something which is not good. And showing the people along with him, you know, others, to also do the cleaning. Just don't complain, but do something about it. And at we can't expect, just like, you know, the President Kennedy said, not what the country can do for you, tell what you can do for the country. And so even today, the birthday, October 1st in India, is a day when every child go out and clean the roads, clean, cut down things, you know, bushes, and collect the rubbish from the street and whatnot. And if you have something which is a public property or whatever it is, if the land looks dirty, there's no garden, put up a garden. If 100 people can come and one day or 2 days, that'll look like a garden. And planning it. So do something rather than thinking, you know, who will do something about it? And that's what I would recommend. That's probably the best thing I could suggest.
And if I may add, then I just, of course, we don't know the juridical part of this house or the building, but of course, if you can, you can buy it. If not, you can maybe rent it or make another kind of contract with them that you make it nice. It's all in your power. But if I take the story forward from what you told, I would take the TV company there. I would take a show how we do change something. What is ugly, how do we change it? And if we use maybe the homeless people, maybe we use children, as you told, or whoever we use, then if we can even make out a show out of it. So, and if we make a show, well, everybody will know about our beautiful house also near there. So this is my idea.
Absolutely.
I was also visiting the place, I know how it looks like, and the first idea that came to my mind was that why don't you tell the story of the house? Because every house has a story, how it was built, why it was built, what happened when the house was full of people, everyone was there, and what happened when the house was abandoned, and what has happened after. Maybe just making small excursions to everyone who wants to know, help them to understand not only that the hotel is beautiful, but also how the people have been living there, and really without not very, how to say, not very big expenses, helping them to connect or to reconnect to the history of the place. And they probably might get much more out from the place that currently just staying in a hotel and walking on a beautiful beach.
Absolutely. No, I agree 100%. You know, and you know, somehow we have to connect people around us, whether they are children, whether they are homeless people, or whether they are old people, you know, who have extra time, or who would be willing to, or who would like to see something being done. and connecting those people and you guys who are in the media business would be a great initiator of such a thing to do. And as you were saying, to have a small board which says the history of that building and who lived there and what happened when, and soon somebody will put some plants, and that house, although it is a kind of abandoned house, it started looking better and better each time. And more number of people will come and have a read of it, and they might say, okay, I will do such and such for the house. I will do some more gardening work next weekend. So you have to involve the community. And I think as a smaller country, you have that opportunity to do it, without a huge problem.
That's true. Thank you a lot for today's show. Dear listeners, please listen to us again in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us interesting cases. You know, we have very good guests here who like to add and like to solve them, like to come up with very different ideas, what you can use in order to make your business or your idea to grow and be better.